I just wanna be.
I just wanna be.
I just wanna be.
I just
Jesus, this morning you are the center of our heart. Father, today we make a brand new start. Lord, if yesterday we made mistakes, today we start afresh.
Amen.
Oh God, we just want, Lord Father, that you would take the center stage in our lives.
Amen.
Lord, the lives that we live would die completely.
Yes. Amen.
Father, they would not see George within me, but
Amen.
They would see Jesus Christ Amen. Dwelling in the midst of me, oh God.
Amen.
Lord, Father, longing for that day when, Lord, we would meet you face to face.
Amen.
Father, the one who always was in our heart.
Amen.
Jesus, we look to thee. Father, you take the fleshly parts this morning, Lord, and write your word. Write this week's prescription. Write, Lord, Savior, Father, the very essence of Jesus, that, Lord, we'd be able to take our positions in this life and in this world, oh God, recognizing who we are. Father, for we are, Lord Jesus, walking in this life, as the prophet said, that we are Messiahs, oh God. Lord, Father, acting out, oh God, what you, Lord, Savior, Father, complete, oh God. And Lord, because there's a lot of us worldwide, Lord, it's a worldwide body move, Lord.
Whoa.
Father, greater works you said that we will do, Father, because you are in us, oh God.
Hey.
You are widespread, oh God. Father, you do your part in the center of my heart.
Hey.
Lord, at my workplace, at my home,
yes,
in my
Lord.
Church,
Amen.
Everywhere I go, Lord, let it go beyond just the church relationship,
yes.
just beyond churchianity, Lord,
yes.
but Lord, a relationship that would be Christianity, Lord, Father.
Hey.
Give us grace, we pray this morning, as we worship and we call upon your name.
Amen.
You be glorified, for you are the essence of all things, oh
hey.
God. Be glorified now in this that we do. We ask that you take full control in the song worship, in the preaching, in the offering, whatever will be done, items, that Lord Father, at the end of the day, we can say, we done well. We ask now for your grace, always in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's take an offering while brother takes an offering. Let's just sing. Let's sing that song. Amen. Let's just sing that song, This Is My Desire. Amen. This is my desire to honor.
Every one of us by his name.
Yeah.
Oh, heavenly.
Thank you, Lord.
That's even why we recognize that it's your calling, O Lord.
Amen.
Because we heard our names,
Lord. Amen.
Dear Lord, we thank you for being your children in this age, O Lord. We thank you for opening our eyes, O Lord, because the world is dying, in getting into more trouble day after day, O Lord.
Amen.
But you have given us this opportunity to see that exit, O Lord, that escape way where this judgment that's pending somewhere, waiting for this world, will not reach us.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
We thank you for being aware of your plan today. And we believe, O Lord, that as long as we are submitting ourselves to your perfect will bring us to perfection.
Amen.
Bless now this service, O Lord. We know that we came as a needy
people,
but we came to the answering God.
Amen.
You know each and every one of our needs.
Amen.
We commit them into your hands.
Glory.
And we strongly believe, O Lord, that you are always faithful to meet our needs,
yes,
even
Lord,
to give us beyond of our expectations, O Lord. Bless your children for giving into the house of the Lord these offerings and tithes, O Lord.
Amen.
Let it be something that will help to the advance of the kingdom.
Amen.
Let it be used, O Lord, for your glory. Bless them, bless their jobs, bless their families, O Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We commit it into your hands. Take the leadership.
Thank you, Lord.
And be with us in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Brother Joe, is it to sing? Oh, excuse me. Anyway, Brother Joe will sing, and then Sister Becky after. But let's sing that song. Amen. How many achievers this morning? Let's climb Jacob's ladder.
Yes.
Amen. We'll just sing that song and then Brother Joe can come.
We are climbing Jacob's ladder.
Thank you.
but it may be looking as close to thee, you know. It's quite song, it's good song, you know. It's most of the people from Zimbabwe, they might know it, but they can play it. It's good for the other series, so you know. So, okay, right. Okay, so, okay. So, it's Shanda, Shandra Corona. You know,
yeah.
So, it's Shanda, Shanda. Shanda, where Shanda? Shanda. Shandra Corona.
Hallelujah!
Shanda, Shanda. Shanda, where Shanda? Shanda. Shandra Corona. Salambe, Hosa.
Amen.
that song, Blessed Assurance. Jesus is mine. Amen. Hallelujah.
Blessed Assurance. Jesus is mine. I pledge allegiance.
but the cause of Jesus, it still goes on.
I everything. It's all that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Psalm 107. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord, O my soul. I'm giving thanks and praise to the Lord Almighty for his hand of mercy and protection over the life of Phoebe. The enemy came in like a flood, but the Lord Jesus Christ raised the stand against him. Also to say a big thank you to the saints for their continuous prayers and support, spiritual and physical. May God richly bless you. Many thanks to Brother Haley and his family, Brother Wilmore, Sister Julie. May God reward them abundantly for us. Let's remember Hannah this morning not feeling well, asking for prayer. And greetings to our visitor, Sister Alexandria from Slovakia. God bless you, Sister.
Hallelujah.
Forgive me for Sister Priya's son. How do you pronounce it, Sister?
Satis.
Satis. God bless you, Satis. It's marvelous. Let's put this before the Lord. Father, we come unto you to thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Father, though the hills be removed, Father, though the mountains may be no more. But Father, your steadfast love may be towards your sons and daughters.
Amen.
You, Father, for your grace and your mercy.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for touching, Lord.
Thank wonderful. You, Lord.
Thank
Amen.
You, Father, for your battles
Hallelujah.
That you fight. Lord. Thank you for your
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for your goodness.
Hallelujah.
Father, for bringing heaven upon this day.
Amen.
That Jesus will Hallelujah. Pass your way even now. That Father, you minister of your strength.
Amen.
Of your healing virtue to
Amen.
Her. To
Amen.
Well.
Amen.
Father, to thank you, Lord, for traveling mercies for our sister that's traveled, come back with her son.
Amen.
Amen. Help,
Lord, to feel at home, Father. Yes. You, the one that can do that for us, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And Father, as we approach your word, we're looking to you, Lord. Won't you help us this day? Guide us, we ask. Be glorified and bless your people. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's read the scripture, saints, before we see that. Let's read from Genesis chapter 18. Sorry, Revelations chapter 18.
Amen.
Let's get a thought from there. Revelations chapter 18. Let's read the first four verses. Five verses. And after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and is become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and evil.
Amen.
For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, Come out of her, my people,
Hallelujah.
That you be not partake of her sins, and that you receive none of her plagues.
Amen.
For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities.
Amen.
This is where you may be seated. Just to take a few minutes, saints, to really appreciate your prayers for our safe journey, firstly to France for the wedding. The wedding in Cannes was a blessed time. The saints are today. Everybody who traveled, I'm sure everybody really did enjoy that. Is Brother Jose here today? Is he here? No, he's not. I just wanted to give a gold star to Brother Jose.
Amen.
Because Brother Jose was a soldier.
Amen.
Beyond what a soldier should be there.
Amen.
And when arrangements weren't coming together, when there was pressure on the wedding, Brother Jose was mighty in battle.
Amen.
We really do appreciate it. Was very good other saints, but Brother Jose really was outstanding.
Max never slept all night.
No, you can't
complain.
Brother Jose did a tremendous job. So I really wanted to say that because it was very
impressive.
Now for Brother Jose, so may the Lord really bless him. What he did, bless our sister who's married,
bless
Amen. Her home. May the Lord fight their battles, establish them is our desire.
Hallelujah.
So bless the time. The saints in Cannes as well, I really love those believers.
Amen.
You know, sometimes you go to a new place, you don't know who the people are. You know, I was asked to do the wedding. You're getting to a new place, a new environment. But the moment you sat in the office, as when we arrived in Cannes, on Saturday with the pastor and with the other brothers there. We just had a wonderful time. You know, I mean, just the presence of the Lord was there. You feel at home. You just feel like it's just being in church, just as if you're that much at home. So it was a real fine time, and I did appreciate the fellowship we had at the Saints there. It was really, really wonderful time. Last weekend, to say, the camp, the family camp in Czech Republic, it was a tremendous blessing. And I've been going there. I've had a grace 2 years ago. I've been there several times, but each time it really, really is building. You know, it was a blessed time, blessed fellowship. There were saints came from all over Eastern Europe. So you can imagine the fellowship that you have. And the Bible says, blessed be.
Amen.
The song says, blessed be the tie that binds.
Amen.
Yeah. When you have fellowship with them of kindred mind.
Amen.
There's something blessed about that. You can get together with saints, fellowship about things, speak things over, and the Lord caps it off when you get into his house and the Lord blesses the things that are taking place. And like I said in the little testimony the other day, your brother Zalish had told me many saints come just for those prayer lines on the Saturday night. There's always a prayer line on the Saturday nights, and there's always outstanding things that took place. And the Lord really did some wonderful things, and he never changes.
Amen.
He's still the same. He's there to meet you at your point of need. So I really did appreciate it. Even the ministry, the Lord granted, the Lord grace there. There was another brother from Germany as well ministering. It was a blessing. The fellowship. Just everything just was really, really a great place. When we came back, Daniel wasn't well. Really appreciate on Friday when we had our prayer meeting. He was well after the prayer meeting.
Amen.
So we do appreciate the goodness of the Lord. So since it's good to get away, it's good to travel, but it's good to come back.
Amen.
It's fine to go and fellowship with other believers. You go and see how other people do their things. But you'll find we're all fighting the same battles.
Right.
You know, there's the same enemy, we're on the same battlefield, we're in the same army. People speak different languages, come from different places, but sweet fellowship. We really did have a sweet time. So in 2 weeks' time, we have Brother Jacek coming to us from Poland. Not next weekend, the weekend after.
Yeah,
so he's going to be, I think he only gets it on the Friday evening, so we'll probably only be able to have a Saturday evening and a Sunday service with him. But I'm looking forward to that. He's a fine minister, so that's that weekend. And then the last weekend of the month, the weekend after that, we've arranged, I'll announce the full details a little bit later, but to get out to Avoca once again to our little camp there. There's something we wanted to do. I know Brother Max is not going to be there. We tried to change the dates, but they couldn't give us any change of dates. So we just have certain things we want to cover. We've gone to some of the saints like we did last year. We wanted to gather together for a weekend with certain saints there, to discuss and to pray over certain things. You know, it was really confirmed to me. I had certain things in my heart before I went away to Czech Republic. And when I went there, just in the fellowship and the ministry of other saints that was there, it really confirmed to me the things we really do need to speak about when we get out into it. It's a good place. Jesus said, come apart, come rest for a while. And you come and you start getting into fellowship around the things which maybe we need to fellowship around. So let's really be in prayer for that. Last year was a blessing when we went. Good fruits came from it. So we're expecting and desiring the same thing from the Lord this year. So please do be in prayer. So it's quite a busy month from now on. Let's be in prayer. That's the most important thing. Now, without prayer, it doesn't matter what you realize. It doesn't matter what we organize. Doesn't matter what you do. Doesn't matter who we bring. But it's prayer that really opens the way.
Amen.
You know, it's something about prayer. Really putting things before the Lord and the Lord opening up things through prayer. That's what we desire. To be a prayerful people as we wait upon the Lord that he will do his
will.
Let's stand. Let's read one more scripture before we get to the word. Just wanted to give a brief report. Let's read Genesis chapter 18 as well. I don't know if it's time today. I'm never going to finish it today, but I think it's quite an important thing that if we're really unite around it, if saints would pray, I really do believe it could open up into a lot of things that need to be spoken in this age.
Amen.
Genesis 18, verse 17. Let's read from 17 to 20. And the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham the thing which I do, seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and a mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him? For I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him. And they shall keep the way of the Lord, to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him.
Mm.
And the Lord said, because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous, if you put the next one, I don't have it on my notes, I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the cry of it, which has come unto me. And if not, I will know.
Amen.
Let's pray once again. Father, we look at you. We thank you for your blessings, Lord. Father, you said you'd be with us ever we go.
Amen.
And Father, we may travel to the north, the south, the east, and the west. But Father, it's your presence and your goodness.
Amen.
Makes the difference to us. So would you thank the Lord of people gathering in like manner today? Father, the precious saints that we've met along the way, would you remember them upon this day?
Yes, Lord.
Many of them, Father, bring greetings unto the saints that are going to bless them in the ministration, Lord, upon this day. But help us, you guide us, Lord, we lead you. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Let's be seated, saints. I've just got a couple of slides at the beginning. I won't use many slides here, but if you can put them up, if you do have them working, then please, sister. You want to have a look at this thought, which does branch off into a lot of different things, but you want to speak about cyber war, cyber warfare. And I really wanted to speak about that is because you'll see it when you speak about cyber warfare is digital warfare. It's warfare in the digital age.
Hallelujah!
You know, if we think about cyber warfare, if you study the military up to 150 years ago, there was only two dimensions in warfare. There was the army and there was the navy. And that's all that there was. Then after Wright Brothers airplanes coming in, by the time you got to the First World War, there came a third dimension in warfare, which was now the Air Force. You know, so everything changed with that when the dimension of that warfare opened up because of the advancements of science and so forth. You know, man now, he produced airplanes. You know, they got into another realm, heavenly realm, you could say, of warfare. You find that every single military, every single nation that wanted to survive and had to quickly adjust to meet the changing conditions on the battlefield. Anybody that didn't adjust quickly and learn the new rules and strategies and how to counterattack this new dimension that had opened up in warfare, you know, they found themselves wanting. They found themselves at the mercy of those that had developed themselves according to the latest technology, you know, the latest developments that had come. And so right through the 20th century, until recently, you only had these three dimensions of warfare. And then, just in the last 15, 20 years, we find now the military, they've opened up the fourth dimension of warfare, which is cyber warfare.
Hallelujah!
Because now you have a whole new dimension that's opened up of nations against nations, which is because everybody is so dependent on the electronic equipment, guidance, the satellites and GPS and all these kind of things, all your computerized systems, you find that each army now has its own division for cyber warfare.
Amen.
You know, because you might have a real powerful jet, but if somebody can hack into your jet and get into the control systems of a jet or whatever, a tank or whatever it is, into your computer system, no matter how powerful you may be in the physical equipment that you have and all the outward form of an army, but warfare has moved into the digital age.
You know
that changing of the battlefield is something which every single army now, every single nation that's being serious about it is investing very heavily in, you know, counter forces and all these different things which they're trying to put in place. And one of the things which is a really, really important thing when you're speaking of cyber warfare is your firewalls. You've got to have a firewall. If you've got your computer at home, you're linking out to the internet. If you can put the next slide, well, I can maybe do it from here. If you can put the next slide there, just to show what a firewall is. I want to speak about this because it's really important. So a firewall in computing terms is a network security system. So you've got your network, you've got your computer at home, you've got your computers at home. You've got your children at home, and they're using those systems. So you've got all these different electronic gadgets that you've got. But unfortunately, what's within your home isn't the same as what's out there.
Amen.
The same motive, the same objective, the same agenda that you have towards your children, towards your family, towards your treasured memories, and important information that you've got. There's a very wicked, wild world out there. And there's so many people that would desire to have access to that, which is something that you need to protect and keep very precious. And that's especially in the realm of the family. That's in the realm of this cyber warfare. So in computing terms, a firewall is a network security system that monitors and controls incoming and outgoing network traffic. So you get on the internet or you connect up in whatever way that you connect up at home through your wireless. Now, if you don't have an effective firewall at that point, it's not going to take even minutes before somebody has infiltrated your computer. And the problem with it is when they infiltrate it, you won't even know that they have infiltrated it. You know, my boss at work, she came, my former boss, she came to work the other day. She still does contracting for us. And she came and she had got onto her banking software. She had gone and done a transaction for her new business that she's got. And someone had infiltrated her computer and was watching exactly what she was doing. And when she transferred £7,000 to another company to pay for something, while she was still on the system, these people opened another window of her banking software, deleted the transaction she had just done for $7,000, and diverted $7,000 into another
bank.
And she didn't even know what had been done. Until those people phoned her up a while later and said, but you didn't pay it. She said, I didn't pay it. I paid you on such and such a day. I did it through my online banking. And then when she went and checked, it hadn't gone to the people who were supposed to go. So she came to us and she asked us, please, how did this happen? So we ran the latest antivirus, picked up nothing. We ran malware bytes, all this different transactional stuff to find what's in for. We couldn't find a single thing on her computer.
Wow.
A single fingerprint that was there. Friend, that's a real worrying thing to think about. Because your defense, especially if you've got a firewall, your firewall between you and the outside world is only as effective as if it's up to date. It's only effective if the rules that are built inside of it can meet whatever the latest threats are out there.
So
if you've got a firewall, maybe it's a can be a physical firewall, it can be a software firewall, something between you and the outside world, some security, something it blocks. If that is not up to date with the latest rules, if you don't keep that thing up to date, you are vulnerable.
Hallelujah.
No matter how sincere you are, no matter what other things that you do, your defenses are vulnerable. And friends, the message of every hour is God's divine firewall. It's a firewall that God keeps his people
behind.
But the firewall is only as effective as when people keep up to date with it. Because the battlefield is changing all the time. So now we have cyber warfare. We have this dimension of warfare that they never had to fight before. You know, so people, armies now have to upskill themselves. They now need to meet this latest threat to see, but hey, how is the enemy going to use this changing battlefield that has emerged now? You know, now it's not as simple as it used to be before, because now it's invisible. You can't see the enemy. Now it's more stealth. But the enemy is trying to get in to do things that you won't even know that he's there. Until the time you need to do something and then he activates something inside of your system and your vital controls and your vital, management systems, whatever that they are, you finally turn off at a time that you need. Or he's taken over and he's taken certain intelligence information from you. He's been developing new weapons and he's gone and he's now infiltrated and he's got access now to all of your latest technology, all of your secret weapon systems that you thought was going to be a defense for you against the enemy. The enemy now knows all about you. Friend, the prophet says you have to know your enemy. You have to know your enemy. And friends, the battlefield is changing. But one thing I just wanted to say from the beginning is that if God sends a message to an age, everything that age is going to need right to the end of that age is in that message. That firewall has everything that you need.
But
if you can just understand the way that the enemy works, you know, and you can just use that firewall, make sure you keep that firewall active, it's going to protect you and your family. It doesn't matter what's happening out there. It doesn't matter the new things that the enemy brings. And doesn't matter if spiritual warfare now has moved into the digital age. Where's the greatest battle that our young people are fighting now?
Yes,
friends, it's not bullying at school. it's not those kind of things that used to be there before. It's now a digital age.
Amen.
It's now the enemy when he's aiming. This is the battlefield, a very productive battlefield that he's moving into. And now you get into YouTube, you get into Facebook, you get into just the World Wide Web itself, getting onto Google. And my friend, if you don't have a very, very serious firewall spiritually between yourself and these things,
hallelujah,
as it says that a firewall, what does it monitors and controls incoming and outgoing network traffic.
Amen.
This is a firewall. If you've got an effective firewall, it's going to allow you to send emails out. It's now you're going to send searches out from Google and so forth.
Yes.
But there's going to be certain harmful things that are going to masquerade as something genuine, something that's an answer to what you're looking for. And you won't even know. You don't think, let me click on this link. You click on that link, not knowing that if you're not careful, that's going to download something stealthily onto your computer that's going to take control of your computer. And whatever you do now, somebody's watching what you do. But if your firewall is up to date, your antivirus software is up to date, the moment that enemy gets in, it triggers an alert.
Amen.
There's an alert to say no, and it blocks it off, it quarantines that and doesn't allow that thing to take an effect now in your precious things that you've got. And friend, every single one of us, we need to make sure, especially as parents in this age, that our spiritual firewall is up to date.
Amen.
It's very important. If we had to take it back to Bible terms, what was the firewall in Egypt? Was the blood on the door?
Yeah.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
You know, there was death outside. There was the enemy at work. But God had come down through Moses and had revealed now something which they could put between them and the enemy.
Amen.
And it doesn't matter how malicious the enemy was, no matter how cunning he was. As long as you just stayed behind the blood, that firewall, as long as you didn't try to stray out or bring what was out there in, had to be unleavened, your house had to be unleavened, you were going to be fine. It doesn't matter how long it took, doesn't matter how advanced Egypt would get. God gave them a provision which was all that they needed for their age. Another way of saying it is when the prophet speaks about thinking man's filter. That's what a firewall is. This is the filter now. And since everything we do as
believers
must go through the spiritual man, which is the message of the hour. And as I said, I'll go abroad because we'll get into computer games. Because do our computer games, or do computer games themselves, meet the criteria of God's divine firewall that he set for the same?
Amen.
That's a big question, Charlie.
Yeah, right.
Do our computer games, can we pass them through the spiritual man's filter?
Yes, sir.
Like I said on Friday, can we pray over and ask for the Lord's blessing when you're about to play some of the games you're about to play?
No, not at all.
Or would you be real satisfied if Jesus came and sat on the chair next to you and watched the games that you're playing?
Oh, never.
Well, what about the music?
Amen.
The music we're getting into now and worshiping the churches.
Amen.
Does it pass through the message firewall? That's what you need to examine. We need to render, are you serious about this? It's not what you and I like.
Yeah.
That doesn't really matter what you and I like. It's what God likes.
Amen.
That's the boundaries and the parameters that He has set. God has set boundaries. So we need to make sure that the music we have on our MP3 players, on our phones, on our, you know, wherever we're getting our music from, surely if we really want to make sure that we are in the place as believers that we should be, as brothers and sisters, young people, as parents, whatever that we are, surely we need to really, really make sure that this firewall, we're not straying beyond the boundaries of this firewall. I think that will be quite a productive thing if the Lord would give us some time. And then if we look at fashion, how do our sisters dress? Does the dress of our sisters pass through the firewall? Because there's going to be a lot of other things out there that are going to come appealing, and they're going to come dressed up as this, that, and the other. And if you're not careful, we're going to be looking at the wrong things as our example. That's what the prophet says. That's how we get ourselves in a lot of trouble.
Amen.
And instead of looking at the firewall, the rules that are there, you know, these things that monitor what's coming in and out. Yeah. And it says a firewall, when it monitors things, it's based on predetermined security rules.
You know, so you find the smart guys that make protocols and rules, and you've got to keep these things up to date in your security system. We spend a lot of money at our work on these things. Because the cost of getting it wrong is too great. It can cost your business in the end. You know, so you have to invest a lot of money in security to make sure that the security rules you've got in place, yeah, that they're robust enough, they're up to date, that no matter what malicious minds throw at you, no matter what cunning comes against your firewall, against your system, those rules that are there that are checking, okay, is this legitimate? Okay, I can let it come in. No, this is suspicious. I'm putting this aside and I'm quarantining. You know, so, friends, we already have predetermined security rules. It's called the message of death.
Yeah, man.
That's what the predetermined security rules are to any believer's head. We have a firewall and it's God Himself.
Yeah,
security.
Yeah,
that's how we read Genesis, we read Revelations 18.
Yes.
Yeah? Yes. Come out of her, my people.
Amen.
Don't go beyond the firewall. No matter how appealing it may seem to be, don't look beyond the firewall. God has put predetermined rules, which are our security. In this kind of age, and there's never been an age like this age where people need a firewall like we need a firewall. We're living as it was in the days of Noah, as it was in the days of Lot. So we need to really be careful about these things. That's why. Since the message of the hour, I want to say this message to young people, will never be out of date.
Yes, amen.
The message isn't out of date. The message caters for everything.
Yes. Hallelujah.
The prophet may not have spoken of the internet, but he saw what was coming in seed form. So he showed us the seed.
Amen.
And it speaks of these principles, and it covers internet, it covers Facebook, it covers everything else. Because God isn't going to leave us with a 50-year-old set of security rules.
Amen.
But if we get into the message with our friends, if we're together in it, let's go and revisit some of these security rules once again.
Amen.
As believers, so that we can make sure, especially as parents, because parents, it's very easy for parents to fall behind in technology.
Yes.
And you just allow your children to play anything. You allow them to watch it. That's the greatest mistake you can ever make in this age.
Right.
No parent should ever just be allowing their children unlimited access to the internet.
Never.
Without any monitoring, without any security rules in the middle there, my friend. You are asking for a disaster.
Amen.
That's right.
And the same in every one of these areas, friends.
Amen.
Yes.
Now the devil is really wreaking havoc in the church.
Amen.
Out there. But God has given us security rules. He's given us these protocols, spiritual protocols. And he's given us the message as this firewall to protect us and keep us. So your firewall is between you and something that's malicious out there. That was also a check between you and something that's genuine out there. And what you don't want is the breach. You see, when the enemy can find that breach in your firewall, if he can find, like the brothers who do computers do, an open port.
Yeah.
You know, the enemy, they're scanning all the time out there when you connect your computer to the outside world. It's called sniffing. There's guys out there with software, with systems out there, that all the time are scanning the internet, continually trying to find an exposed gap in the wall into your computer. All the time. And if you don't have yourself up to date, it's just a matter of seconds. It's not even seconds before they find out that you're unprotected. And you won't even know about it until something goes wrong. So you wanted to make sure that they're not coming in under the wall, they're not coming in through the wall, they don't have them found somewhere around your system that you've got. And friend, to us as believers, the wonderful thing about it, we don't have to be smart.
No.
Because he's smart.
Amen.
He's smart.
Hallelujah.
Sometimes we think we're smarter than him.
Amen.
I know the message says that. I know the Bible says that. But times have changed. The things have moved on. Friend, that's the devil speaking to you. Nothing. The Bible says there's nothing new under the sun.
Yes.
That's right.
God knows the end from the beginning.
Amen.
God already put every provision that you and I are going to need, and he's made it accessible to us.
Amen.
If we will just get into the spirit of revelation, that's the important thing. And then now, The token doesn't help you if you don't apply the token.
That's right.
It's not good enough to have the blood in the lamb. No, it's not good enough to have the blood now caught in the container. No, you've got to apply that blood, a practical application of that blood to your own home. And you've got to make sure that blood is fresh upon the door. And the prophet says, where's the problem coming in now? He says, the old timers. He says, the blood's getting off the door. No, the standard of music we used to listen to, friends, isn't the same now. Do you use the same standard, you old-time believers now, of what you listen to as you used to in the days of your first love?
Amen.
The things we watch on YouTube.
Lord, help us.
Friend, do we do that?
Amen.
Are we using the same security rules? Are we as vigilant and diligent now as we used to be? I'll answer the question, we're not.
No.
Amen.
And that's why we need to revisit this once again.
Amen. Amen.
That's why we need to come back and say, saints, the devil isn't standing still.
Amen.
The devil goes around like a roaring lion. He's active. He's searching for ways through.
Amen.
He's trying to get to you. He's trying to get to your children. He's trying to get in the church.
Mm.
He's trying to do to us what he's done to the denomination. Because they never recognize in this age the firewall. And they never recognize the importance of the firewall that's been given to us in this age. And that's why you find, look what swept through the denominations.
Yes.
Look at the fashions the women wear. Look at how the young people behave, coming to church with baseball caps. Brother George and I once went to Rhema Church in Johannesburg. We were there.
Ah,
my friend. We're the only people there with a Bible. I think 5,000 people there. Brother George and I walked in there with our tires and everything. Like, ever you find two people that look like antiques in this new Brother George. Everyone else came with their baseball caps backwards. You know, their cut-off jeans. The guys will come into the sanctuary now with a cup of coffee. Yeah, it's like it's up to date.
Wow, wow.
And young people, you've got to be careful.
Amen. Yeah,
because you'll be starting to say, it gets a little bit boring sometimes.
Yeah.
I went to my friend's church down the way there. My, they have smoke and they have lights when there's the song worship going on. It's like, my, it's nice. And you say, that's what they're singing about the Lord. My friend, that doesn't pass the firewall.
Amen.
Amen.
Just as a singing about the Lord doesn't mean that it passes the
firewall. Amen.
So I really do believe we need to tighten up, friends. It's a season we need to tighten up. We need to check and make sure this blood is properly applied on the door. Because we're living in an age now since the battlefield is moving. But I'm so glad the message of the hour that the prophet addressed all of these things. Because the prophet says, a prophet, what is he like? He's an eagle. God raises him up. Yeah? Raises him up into a height. And he sees the darkness coming before it comes.
Yes.
The
prophet. Yeah, man.
And he cries out of heart.
Hallelujah.
He says, this darkness, this Hollywood police, this rock and roll music in the churches. He cries out about it. But if you come down and you go and look at the time the prophet was living, you say, wait, there was nothing like that.
Amen.
It was so mild, but he saw, the prophet says, the prophet sees the darkness coming before it gets there. And then he comes back to earth, and because he's been in a realm, that a vision is a realm of substance.
Yes.
It doesn't matter whether it's 10 years, 20, 50 years from now, where he was in the realm of vision, it was substance.
Yes.
Like Noah, when the Lord shows him that I'm going to destroy the earth.
Amen.
It was a substance. It was real.
Amen.
You know, when Noah was in that vision, the Lord spoke to him. It was like, it was now the Lord was there. He comes out of that, comes back down to earth. But he's got still that substance with him.
Amen.
He knows what's going to come. It's just as real to him now.
Amen.
It's going to come already. So when Noah now cries out for 120 years, he's crying out from a reality.
Yes.
And yet people have been saying, but no, you're exaggerating things.
Yeah.
It's not as bad as you say. Just give it time.
Hallelujah.
Because a prophet would always see the spirit behind something.
Yes.
He would see the spirit behind something. You and I would see it in innocence. Say, it's just a little amalekite.
Yeah.
You know, it's so cute, this little amalekite. We talk killer with the amalekite. Oh, but look, its cheeks are so chubby. Oh, look how sweet. Oh, look how it's smiling at me. Surely we can't kill something. So, my friend, that's it.
Hallelujah.
That when it grows
up,
it's going to destroy you.
Yes.
Right. Yeah,
and the prophet says you need to destroy your enemy before your enemy destroys
yeah,
you.
Amen.
How can you destroy your enemy when the devil deceives you to think your enemy is your friend? When you don't realize the battlefield, the shifting of the battlefield, you don't realize the realm now that warfare has gone on to. And that's why a firewall, friends, I don't have another picture, but I had quite a good picture where it shows that if our systems are here, we're sitting here with our families, we're sitting here with our souls, there's all these other influences, all these other things out there. We have to be very careful what we allow to come in.
Amen.
Very careful. Because Satan's going to put so many appealing things. He's going to put Hillsong out there.
Yes, sir.
He's going to put Hillsong, and we're going to look at Hillsong and say, but hey, Hillsong, they're singing some real nice songs.
Right.
When the devil does something, when the devil raises up people like this, he'll never make them just sing all of the heavy metal music all the time.
No.
You and I will never be deceived by that.
No.
So he'll make them sing four or five sweet songs.
Mm.
Or two tantalizing songs. And you'll get on there, get on iTunes, maybe buy that album. That's nice. And then there's 15 rock and roll songs now. There's 15 heavy metal songs. And the problem with it is that once you start listening to that song, you start getting used to it.
Yes.
And then when somebody comes to church and says, let's sing, Jesus keep me near the cross. Oh, that's boy. Hey, how can you want to sing Jesus keep me near the cross? That's what's happening, friends.
Amen.
I sometimes feel difficult coming up here to say, let's sing a certain song. Because we've got so used to now this modern way of worship.
Amen.
And if somebody comes or somebody else, people don't want to clap anymore.
Yes.
No, people just want to sit and say, ah, well, let's hope we get on to some of the new songs again. Friends, we need to go back, I believe, honestly, each of us, to the thinking man's filter.
Yeah.
What did the prophet say about this? Now, what are the rules? Because Satan is very, very smart. And he really knows how to dress things up in a way that you wouldn't really realize this is the enemy. Yeah, I mean, you start fellowshipping and you let your guard down and you allow him to come in past the firewall. And the first thing you know, the prophet says, they said, what's that? The prophet say? We let down the bars.
Yes, sir.
We let down the bars. We compromise
with sin.
We let down the bars. The sheep got out, but how did the goats get in? You know, you realize after all, this isn't exactly what we expected. So I thought maybe it was quite a good thing just to go through some of these things for you. It's a time that we need it.
Amen.
Look at Genesis 13, verse 13. There's times more than others. Certain times where you need the spiritual firewall more than at any other time.
Yes.
Amen.
And it's at these junctions, at these end-time junctions, as it was in the days of Lot, as it was in the days of Noah. These are not times we need to compromise on these things.
Amen.
Genesis 13, 13. Let's look what it says about the men of Sodom. Genesis 13, 13, it says, but the men of Sodom were wicked. Yeah. And let me tell you what that word wicked means in the Bible. Wicked means to break in pieces. I've said this before. That word in Hebrew, wicked, means people who break the established order of things.
Yes.
So all of us have marriage as a man and a woman.
Hallelujah.
Then there comes a wicked generation.
Yeah.
And people start to break the established order of things.
Yeah.
There's only ever been two genders.
Yes.
Male and female.
Yeah.
Now they're trying to say in California passing laws that if you force people to only call themselves male and female, you can be jailed.
Yes.
Like, it's the truth.
Yes.
They say, no, no, no. A child isn't male when it's born. It must choose what it wants to be. Friends, go and read your name. Go and see what's happening in this world, friends. It's moving fast. Yeah. And now there's, you can be whatever gender that you want to be. Gender fluidity, that's the term they use. It's fluid. If you want to be male today, use the male restroom, it's okay. Tomorrow, if you feel like you're a woman, you can use the woman restroom. And friends, it's a big, big issue.
Amen.
At the moment in the States. And what is it? It's the days of Lot. It's the days of Lot once again.
Amen.
That's why to be wicked means to break the established order of things. It also means to destroy or confound the distinction between right and wrong.
Yes. Thank you.
There's nothing right and there's nothing wrong anymore.
Amen.
You can't say anything to anybody. You can't judge me. Because people have gone away from an absolute.
Amen.
People don't have a firewall anymore. A firewall
Amen.
Is an absolute. It's something that doesn't change. It's something that filters things and says, this doesn't meet the condition. I reject this.
Amen.
This meets the condition. I allow this to come
in. Amen.
But that's what wickedness is, right? Wickedness. That's why it says, woe unto them that call good evil and evil good. That's the age we're living in.
Mm.
What's called good, what we take from scripture as good, is called evil.
Yes.
Mm. And what was always evil has been legislated as being good.
Right.
My friend, when you get to those kind of ages, watch out.
That's right.
You don't want your family the other side of the firewall.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
You want that firewall to be active. You want that token to be on display. You want that token to be doing the job that was sent to do.
Yes.
And you want to make sure that the blood is fresh on the door in those kind of times. So it says the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord, exceeding.
Mm.
That means two things. They were sinners before the Lord, yes. openly before the
yes.
Lord.
Amen.
They make their parades, put their big flags, and march through town.
Yeah.
Things that would never have been uttered in public 100 years ago, 50 years ago. People are now sinners against in the sight of the Lord. We don't care. They're defiant against the Lord. That's what I mean. Doesn't matter what the scripture says. Doesn't matter what God has put in the hearts of people down through the generations ever since the beginning. We now have a wiser generation who knows better than God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Who knows how to define the very institutions that God has instituted, set in the human psyche right from the beginning.
Amen.
Now we come to a generation that wants to confound between good and evil.
Mm.
Wants to speak about the things that people have, friends. That's a serious thing to think about.
Amen.
It also means to sin before the Lord also can be translated to sin against the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
You know, it's like I'm saying, defiance.
Yes.
We don't care what the Bible says.
Amen.
We don't care anymore about this. Friends, when you get to a generation like that, you need the token.
Amen.
You need the token because unfortunately your children are not going to be brought up in the same atmosphere outside of the home, in the school, in the neighborhood. They're not going to have the same influence on these things that you and I have.
Amen.
But we don't realize just how much this battlefield has changed.
Amen.
We don't realize just how far things have gone. But we just took it for granted when we were in Zimbabwe. People fear the Bible. People fear the word. Doesn't matter if a man was a thief. Doesn't matter if a man was an adulterer. If you spoke to him from the word, he respected the word.
Amen.
Friends, people don't respect this anymore.
Yes.
That's right.
You know, that's the influence that's out there. That's the prevailing condition on the battlefield now.
Mm.
So we need to make sure that we upskill ourselves, our weaponry, that we keep ourselves in the right place as well to meet the challenge of the enemy. Because when the enemy comes in like a flood, God will always raise up a standard,
Amen.
A fire to meet him.
Right.
There will always be a token to come and meet the conditions of the enemy. And it's not being smart, like I say.
Mm.
Yeah, it's not thinking you know better.
Mm.
I like the definition when I don't ever say it on Friday, but I like the definition when I was in the Czech Republic, one brother was preaching. And he said, I'd like to give him the definition of humility. He says, people think that they're humble because they open the door for somebody else. Let brother so and so go before me. Okay, I won't take the last cup of tea. Let's go with those things. He says, that's not scriptural humility.
Mm.
This is how you know you're humble. Scriptural humility is when you have a desire.
Amen.
You have an ambition. You have something precious yourself. And the word comes your way and says no.
Amen.
And you are able to humble yourself under the word.
Amen.
That's what God looks at as being humility.
Amen.
The ability to submit yourself
Amen.
Under the counsel of
Amen.
God. Irrespective of how you look at it, how you feel about it.
Hallelujah.
No, that's real humility.
Amen.
You only know you've got humility when the word comes and steps on your toes.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
That's why the rich young ruler is such a fine young man. He didn't have humility. He couldn't submit himself in the presence of the person of eternal life. He couldn't lay down his ambition, couldn't lay aside his way of seeing things. And he perished because of
it. Amen.
Because he couldn't submit himself. That's real humility. And in this age, we need to be a humble people in that respect. We need to tremble at his word. We need to realize that if God sends a prophet, as we'll see, when God opens that dimension, there's a reason that God is opening this dimension. Because Satan's opened a dimension in this age that was never opened before. The fourth dimension, we'll see. So God has to now come up from reformers, because they can't get into these dimensions. God has to send us a prophet to open a dimension to us as well.
That's right.
So this is a warfare in a dimension. Amen. It's a dimensional warfare. There's such a spiritual warfare like that. And we need to realize that's why God sent this message. So these men were wicked. Very, very wicked. It's like it was in the days of Noah. Now the days of Noah, Jesus told us that's our day. You know how the prophet, he says an encounter, and he says, I want to take something that's modern and compare it with the old, because all things in the Bible is a type of things to come. Everything. So we know that. So we take the days of Noah. Now what happened in the days of Noah? There came two lineages to bring two harvests. Yeah? It would bring the righteous into the ark, the salvation. And the rest, the lineage of Cain and so forth, would perish now in God's judgment upon that age.
Amen.
So there were two lineages. Yeah, two lineages. Now, he says in the message, he says in the ark, he says, there came a great civilization through that lineage of Cain back then.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Now let's bear this in mind.
Amen.
Where did this technology come from?
Amen. Yes, sir.
Yeah. So he says, a great civilization. They began to go out after different educations and so forth. Discovery of things, inventions.
Yes.
Yeah. They were great workers of metal. Let's read Genesis 4. Like I said, we'll start today, but it's a big topic. Genesis 4. Verse 16. Let me show you just a key here. Yes. Simple key. Genesis 4, verse 16. Don't sleep, saints.
Yeah. Amen.
It's warm in here.
Amen.
Amen. I can see some people are already in another dimension.
It's a firewall, brother.
Genesis 4, verse 16. Just the key. And Cain went out of the presence of the Lord. So Cain, the beginning of this lineage, he goes out of the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
Here God has his family, has a firewall around his family, the firewall of the message of the hour. Yeah? And he has the atmosphere, he has the token himself over the God's family.
Wow, that's
powerful. And here rises a man. And he goes out from behind the
wall. Wow, yes, that's amazing.
He goes out of the presence of the Lord. And then what happens? Verse 17. And Cain knew his wife, and she conceived, and bare Enoch. What? Enoch. And he built a city. What does the word Enoch mean? Enoch means dedicated. Dedicated. Or initiated. So here's a man who's dedicated, but he's out of the presence of the Lord. Those are dangerous people. When a man's out of the presence of the Lord and he's dedicated, that's where the Satan's Eden came from. From dedicated people that were out of the presence of the Lord. He came and he built a city. And he called the name of the city after the name of his son, Enoch. That's an amazing thing, because behind the firewall among the righteous, they're also going to have an Enoch. The seventh from Adam.
Amen.
Amen.
So in the days of Noah, that's where the deception comes in. We have those that are dedicated behind the firewall and those that are dedicated the other side of the firewall.
Amen.
But be careful, because God comes and tells them, don't you ever mix with them.
Amen.
Don't you ever mix with those ones that are dedicated out
there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't bring those things from without the firewall and bring them in the firewall.
Amen.
That's where you're going to get yourselves in trouble.
Yes. That's right.
No matter how... Friends, Cain was religious.
Mm-hmm.
He was a religious man.
That's right.
He would use the name of the Lord. You're telling me Cain didn't know how to do things in a religious way.
Amen.
He knew, and people look at Cain and say, yeah, but it's not so bad. He goes to church as well. He offers his offer. Yes, maybe he doesn't fully understand what to offer. He offers the fruit and all those things. But he prays. He worships God.
Amen.
And God looks down and says, my friend, you have nothing to do with that.
Yes. Wow. Amen.
Well, you have nothing to do with that type of worship outside of the firewall.
Hallelujah.
Whatever comes from the other side of the firewall, don't play with those things.
Amen.
Be careful of what's beyond the firewall. And I look what he does in verse 21. Speaking of the lineage of Cain. And his brother's name was Jubal. He was the father of all such as handled the harp and the organ. Hey. It's worship outside of the firewall. But surely those within the firewall aren't supposed to be copying the people outside of the firewall.
Amen.
Amen.
Because in Genesis 6, why God destroyed the whole thing? Why? The people behind the firewall started to be the same as the people outside of the firewall.
Amen.
They married together.
Yes.
The Lord had says, you don't marry people outside of the firewall.
Amen.
You marry within your tribe. You marry within your people.
Amen.
You marry within the household of the faith.
Amen.
Never compromise. No, but she's pretty. It doesn't matter how pretty that she is. Doesn't matter if she's Miss Island.
Amen.
She's outside of the firewall.
Amen.
And until she makes a real decision, and we see it over a period of time, that she's made a real decision to come within the firewall, none of the sons of Adam, the lineage of Adam, should be thinking of marrying the one that came from the other side of the firewall.
Amen.
Make sure that person's genuinely repented and left the things of the other side of the firewall where she found them.
Amen.
My friend, you'll find in some places somebody just come in 2 months from the other side of the firewall. She's got a pretty demeanor. She's got a shapely figure. All of a sudden, brothers forget how to pray about marriage.
Amen.
And all of a sudden, everybody his eyes are on the same target now. No, friends, it shouldn't be like that.
Amen.
Amen. Oh,
sons of God walk by faith.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Faith is what is unseen. Faith is a substance. Faith is something that's pointing you to something, and even though you won't even fully realize at that time why God is pointing you in that direction. And sometimes it's only over the process of time that you will realize why God wanted you to be in that church, why God wanted you to be with those people, why God wants you to marry that woman or that man. That's faith, right?
Amen.
Not
Amen.
Sight. Because sight, when you look beyond the firewall, there's things that are so much better looking than we have. Now, the systems of worship, if you go and look at those big mega churches, those seeker-friendly churches, oh, my friend, they put every one of us to shame.
Amen.
That's got nothing to do with it. What you want to ask is, what pleases Jehovah?
Amen.
Amen.
We have to worship him, not to please ourselves.
Amen.
What worship, what pleases him, and if you please him, his presence will
come. Hallelujah.
And you'll be satisfied inside of your soul.
Amen.
But the whole duty of man is to worship God.
Amen.
Amen.
But you've got a generation out there, friends, with sensual worship.
Amen.
All of these big churches, these mega churches, it's all sensual. It's not the words anymore of the service. They don't want the deep words, the redemptive words, the deep message of repentance, of grace and mercy in the song. They want the little choruses. Because it makes people feel good. And if you go and look at their preaching, it matches their worship.
Mm.
They don't get deep down into what redemption is. repentance and taking up your cross and dying to yourself and the preciousness of the blood and the baptism of the Holy Ghost and walking with God as Enoch walked with God, a holy walk. I don't get into those things. Their preaching is just nice social, this is Hollywood evangelism.
Yes. Amen.
To make people feel good.
Amen.
And I guarantee you, my friend, with those little broken up songs, the prophet says, you'll always get people to respond more.
Amen.
Then when you bring the real spiritual songs to people.
Amen.
Because a genuine spiritual song, like the prophet says, only spiritual people will respond to it.
Amen.
But you bring the modern standard of worship, everybody raises their hands. The man who was in adultery yesterday, the man who hasn't read his Bible for 3 months, the man who forgot what it was to pray, he feels good.
Yeah. Amen.
God loves me unconditionally. Oh, it's so good.
Amen.
It's true, Saint.
Amen.
I've been watching this a lot.
Amen.
We need to be careful in every aspect.
Hallelujah.
We don't make what's beyond the firewall our example.
Yes.
Right.
Even if it's in the message.
Yes.
There's a lot of music in the message that isn't message music, friend.
Yeah. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Never pass through the message filter.
Yes, sir.
If you're really honest, you're going to take, what did the prophet say about these things?
Amen.
What are the guidelines the prophet gave us about these things? Let's be honest.
Amen.
A lot of what's out there is not message music. Though it has message words, just as much as a lot of Hillsong, it's not gospel music. Though it has gospel words. It's not genuine gospel music.
Amen. Noi!
I knew the volume of amens would go down.
Amen!
Amen!
My friends, you and I both have a responsibility to
give
to what God has given to us.
Amen.
It doesn't matter how you feel about it, I feel about it. It's not my preferences how we should run this church. It's how God wants things to be.
Amen! Amen!
That's the important thing.
Glory!
Amen.
What does he want? And friends, what he wants is always the best for us.
Amen.
You may not see the results immediately.
Yes.
Because friends, this sugar-coated thing which has been offered out there, it's like giving your children chocolate bars to eat. It gives them an energy, but it's no nutrition.
That's right.
It's never going to give them what they need to overcome the diseases of this age. But we can give things that taste nice and make people feel good. But sometimes, like, we need the meat and the potatoes.
Yes.
We need
Amen.
The vegetables now.
Mm.
We need to eat the things
that
build us up and make us strong.
Amen.
That's really, really what we need, my friends. All of us would love just to eat ice cream. Who wants to eat spinach? Who wants to eat broccoli? I don't like those kind of things, but sometimes I eat it because this is good for me.
Amen.
My body needs these kind of things, but if it was my choice, I'd be eating sweet things all the time. And you'd be destroying yourself. And that's why God sends us a message. The message is the thinking man's filter. And everything, friends, as far as we possibly can, let's try to filter it through the message.
Amen.
Can we take everything we're doing and does it go through the message and can it come out the other side?
Amen.
Then it's coming through the fire. Then it's something which is beneficial to allow inside of your home. Or is the message going to quarantine it? And say, that's not quite what the prophet said.
Amen.
About the way a woman should dress. Or that's not quite how young people should spend their spare time. In the message about the cinema.
Amen.
About the
nature.
Amen. Amen.
Go and search. Go and search in the message. And go and see now whether your desire to go to the cinema passes through the message filter.
Amen.
Amen.
How you might say, but I'm tired. Good that it's
yes.
hard.
Amen.
Amen.
You saying it's hard shows your spiritual condition needs something hard.
Yes. Amen.
You need something hard. You need something to shake you now.
Amen.
And say, wake up.
Amen.
Somebody want to go to the cinema as a believer?
Amen.
Sad, bro. Sad.
Where do you find that in the message of the hour?
Amen.
Show me the quotes. Yeah. The prophet went once with his church to watch Ten Commandments. The only time, go read. But go and see what he says about Hollywood and the influence of Hollywood.
Thank you, brother.
Amen.
Amen.
Why are they allowing our children to do those things?
Yes.
Why? Where do we find it from in the message of God? People will say, okay, you can preach these things in Africa, but you can't preach them in Europe. No. We need the firewall even more in Europe.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
We don't need to. No matter how good it feels.
Amen.
No, so we do. Sometimes we feel sorry for one another. To say, oh, maybe it's going to be too hard for brothers and sisters. No. Jesus never made that.
Yes.
When that rich young ruler came to him and Jesus told him the truth, Jesus never ran after him. And said, okay, look, we'll water it down a bit. I didn't mean it quite like that. No, it's not quite as hard as I said. No, come back, let's talk it over. Jesus looked at himself.
Amen. Amen.
How difficult it is for a man who worships his riches.
Amen.
To the kingdom of God. For a man who has something ahead of the things of God. No, my friends, let's be careful of these things.
Hallelujah.
Listen, these things that originate the other side of the firewall, they don't originate in the presence of God. Do you think God can have a full blessing upon any music, which originates beyond the firewall?
No.
I don't believe it can be fully blessed.
Doesn't glorify God.
Oh, think about it. I'm not saying go through everything away, but what I'm trying to say to you is go and pray about it.
Amen.
You go and seek the Lord and say, Lord, is this pleasing to you?
Throw it away, brother.
Some of the music our young people listen to should never be listened to by a believer.
Yes, sir. Amen.
It's absolute rock and roll. It's funk. It's all that kind of music. The beat behind it.
Yes.
And the sensuality in the voice that's singing.
Amen.
God doesn't say to someone to sing with sensuality. A woman changing her voice, singing a gospel song to sound sexy in a gospel song.
Amen.
That needs to be thrown out.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You should ever find that witnesses to your soul.
No.
I like your brother because he said, women, they're not. And I said, you sisters, you brothers, when you come and sing, just sing. Just be yourself.
Amen.
Be somebody else. Don't try to put on somebody else's voice. Don't try to copy something else. Because many of the things you're trying to copy, where did they originate from? The other side of the firewall.
Amen.
Yeah.
They never originated in the presence of God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the camp of the believers, they originated out there. Now that's why I'm saying you've got to have a filter. Not everything's bad. I'm not saying some things do have a good spirit, some things do have a good inspiration. But friends, we've gone so far unbalanced on these.
Yes, sir.
Right. Amen.
Instead of being overbalanced and being too strict like we were in the days of our youth, the pendulum swung all the way the other way. Now we're so relaxed. It doesn't matter what kind of music that it is. Ask yourself, with the music you listen to, especially young people, if Brother Branham was sitting in your car, would you put that music on?
No, never.
Would you feel comfortable listening to that music if Brother Branham was sitting in your car?
Amen.
If you can't be feel comfortable, why are you listening to it?
Amen.
Who's more important, Brother Branham or the God of Brother Branham? Who's more important? Who do you want to be with you? You want the God of the prophet to be with you. And if his prophet would say, hey, I don't like this kind of music.
Amen.
Amen.
Or even just your mom and your dad. As believers, you wouldn't want them to hear something.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Or some of the sites you visit, some of the YouTube videos that we watch.
Amen.
Ask yourself, where is that originating from? It's the other side of the firewall, friends.
Hallelujah.
So you've got to make sure if it's coming from the other side of the firewall, you've got to make sure it meets the strict rules of the firewall before you'll accept it and bring it into yourself. That's what a firewall is there for.
Amen.
So Jubal, he was the father of those that handled the harp and organ. This man was making music. And I'm sure the instruments there had been far more powerful than what was happening in the camp of Seth. I'm sure their style of worship, people would come and say, well, yeah, those guys know how to play music. Where was down there?
Hallelujah!
Someone gave a recording there down there with Brother Jubal. Playing down there. Yes!
Strike that bass.
He's not a believer. He was singing about Jehovah. He was singing about Jehovah. How can you tell me it's wrong? He was singing about Jehovah. What atmosphere was he in to get an inspiration? He was out of the presence of God.
Amen.
Because Cain took his whole lineage out of the presence of God. So all of these things you're going to start now, they start to build. Be careful. We need to use some of them, yes. But you've got to be wise.
Yes, sir.
Because this is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
Yes.
It's the other side of the firewall. Now, verse 25. And Adam knew his wife again. And she bare a son, verse 25. And called his name Seth. For God said, she has appointed me another seed instead of Abel in Cain's seed. And to Seth, to him also there was born a son, and he called his name Enos. Then began men to call upon the name.
Amen.
These were children born within the fire.
Amen.
These were children born in the right atmosphere. So they now, they worship. All that other worship beyond the firewall, God doesn't class it as calling upon the name of the Lord. He doesn't class it. But the moment that these, I'm sure what they may be, primitive instruments, maybe just their voices sometimes they use, who knows what they use. But my friend, God looked down and was pleased. He says, these are calling upon my name. God accepted that worship. My friends, we can use whatever instruments we want, but I just want to make sure that we use them in the right
place. Yes, sir. Amen. Amen.
I want to make sure that the way we play and the songs that we choose, that we've got the right inspiration upon us. And we don't choose too many things from the other side of the firewall. And the very things now that the prophet would use. Yeah. Have you ever seen
yes.
that?
Amen. Amen.
But where did it change? Where did the inspiration leave that kind of music? Are we saying that's not inspired anymore? That we just need, everything must be new now. On our iPads, we don't have anything of the old stuff. Amen. Friend, if we had to give, Brother George and I had to give believers the music we listened to when we first came, many of the old timers, like believers' music. But one thing about that music, my friend, it weaned you off the world.
Amen.
The believers and all
those,
the La Fontaine family, those early ones of theirs. But there was a certain sacredness in that music. It was real message music. You know, what you each have preached in church was being echoed in the music that you're listening
Amen.
To.
Amen.
Now, there was no variance between the message in church and the message in the music that you were listening to. And that was very helpful to us.
Amen.
Me, I was coming from heavy metal music.
Amen.
I had my Judas Priest and ACDC and all that kind of stuff. That's what I grew up on, Bruce Springsteen and all those guys.
Mm.
And now you come and you hit against something, but in order for the old, for something new to come, the old has to die.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
There has to be a death to that old influence and style and that old, you know, whatever that is. You know, friends, sometimes we want to prolong the life.
Hmm.
I'll skip on a little bit here.
Amen.
So we'll give ourselves a place to close. Now, the prophet, when he came with the ministry that he had, the prophet now, the realm that he broke into was the fourth dimension. Mm-hmm. The prophet says, listen to what he says in Blind Bartimaeus. He's speaking about, he speaks about the fourth dimension. Yeah, he says in manifestation of the resurrection, he says, it's a vision. He's in a prayer line. He said, when the vision breaks, when you speak, sometimes I don't get what the Holy Spirit said. It's going into another world. To the scientists, I've read this before, it's another dimension. So when that anointing would come on the prophet would break into another dimension when he was praying for it. He then says, in waters of separation, when he breaks forth something and shows a vision, to the scientist, it's another dimension. It's the sixth sense. It's the fourth dimension, or whatever you want to call it. To me, it's the spirit. Now, why did God send a man in this age?
Amen.
Wesley never broke into this. Azusa Street never broke into this dimension.
That's right.
Back to Luther, right back to the beginning. But God sent a man now, and this man could break into the realm of the fourth dimension. Why was it necessary? Why? The prophet says, he says, in this dimension, he says, his voice is tossing. He says, it's where the radio signals. He says, there's pictures passing me now. The picture shows the film. It says you people won't be able to hear it out there unless you have some kind of a crystal to pick it up. Yeah? A radio or television to pick it up. But God would raise the prophet, and the prophet would go right into that dimension. And what was happening in that dimension? It was the realm of demonology.
Right.
So the same realm where there was the radio and the television and all those things coming forth was the same place that demon powers were coming from their realm through this dimension and bringing diseases upon people and working in the realms of people. And the prophet would break into that realm, that same realm that science was using. Science had never broken into that dimension before.
Right.
Until 1901, Marconi.
That's right.
He made the radio. He tested wireless. Never. But at the same time now, when Satan now, he finds a way to get man to break into a dimension. And this dimension that Satan allowed man to break into is going to be the dimension that brings Sodom upon the earth.
Thank you. Amen.
This is going to be the voice that Hollywood, the dimension Hollywood is going to use. This is going to be all the false religion to unite them together. Because this dimension, this fourth dimension is what? The internet. Radio. Television. It's all this realm here. This digital realm, or this realm that has moved into the digital realm. So at the same time that Satan inspires his scientists now to break into this realm, yeah? God comes around behind it and brings an instrument, a prophet vessel, to break into that realm.
Amen.
A higher place. And here comes a man now who has dominion in that realm. When those demons are crying out to each other, and the prophet in that realm sees the dark shadow upon a person, there's cancer on one person crying out to cancer on another person, the prophet now in that realm, he, through that unction and his commission, he has dominion over that realm. He's not going to allow that realm to rule over him. He's going to rule over that realm himself. And friends, that's what every single one of us is called to do.
Amen.
We have to use that dimension to get by in this life. We can use this dimension for certain good things. But we've got to make sure that we have dominion over this dimension.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And for us to have dominion over this dimension, we've got to obey the rules of the firewall.
Yes.
Amen.
Because it's the firewall that keeps out all the evil from that dimension from coming into our homes, coming into our lives, and coming and influencing and affecting us. And that's why the prophet said, say just what the text says.
Hallelujah.
But let's be honest, friends, have we not gone and presumed now?
Yes, sir.
And a lot of things we've moved beyond what the text says.
That's true.
We've seen what the denominations, the other nations do. We've seen that they seem to be blessed over there in that denomination, yeah, the other side of the firewall, the way they work, do this and the way they do that. So let's adopt the same thing as them. No, I'm not saying we can't learn from a lot of different places, but we've got to bring it through the firewall.
Amen.
We've got to make sure that that is something that is the spiritual man's taste.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The strict rules or protocol that God has sent for this age to only allow that which is beneficial to come in unto us.
Yeah.
And that's why the prophet's speaking about it. So when he breaks into that dimension, now listen what he says. I'll close with these quotes. We'll get on to this. On Friday evening, by the grace of God, we want to look at video games. So we're inviting everyone to come and to pray about it. We want to look at video games.
Amen.
What should be our approach to video games in this message? I don't think we need to leave these things just to the opinions of you and to me.
Amen.
Doesn't count. Your opinion doesn't. But how can we correctly? This is one big part.
Hallelujah.
What's coming from this fourth dimension?
Amen.
Is video games. So I said it would be quite helpful if we would pray about it, the Lord would help us to come and fellowship around.
Glory.
But we'll get on to this more when we speak. But I want to just finish with these quotes. The prophet says in Hebrews chapter 5, he says, the Bible said, come out of them.
Hallelujah.
See, separate.
Yes, sir.
He says, see, you're not of that.
Amen.
And when the new nature comes into you, you don't have to be pulled out.
Amen.
Here's where the problem's coming in, friends. People born within the firewall naturally speaking. But what's inside of them is not born again.
Yeah. Right.
So they thirst for the things beyond the Bible. They see this type of music beyond the Bible. They see this kind of entertainment, this kind of dress, these kind of hairstyles on the side of the firewall. And
Glory!
Because there's still that old nature inside.
Amen.
But they know I couldn't be allowed to do that. So what we need to do, let's bring it from the other side of the firewall and let's dress it up. In message terminology, and all these kind of things, let's find some way to bring it through the fire.
Amen. Glory!
That's what we've got to in the message churches in many places. Yeah? The pressure. And the prophet says, and sees, I know it myself, the prophet says, a church can put pressure upon the pastor and make him move when he doesn't want to move.
That's right.
Make him allow things that he doesn't want to allow because of
Amen.
The pressure of the people. My friend, I think we need to stop the pressure of anybody.
Amen.
And the only thing we need to go about is the pressure of the firewall.
Amen.
Let us the firewall say
Amen.
About these things. And then you, Father, as the priest of your home, you now check your home
Amen.
With the firewall. I check my home. You young people with your music, you young people with all the different things that you want to do, do what you want to do as long as you're born again.
Amen.
Because when you're born again, what you desire is going to be compatible with the firewall. Because the same spirit that came and gave the firewall is the same spirit that's dwelling on the throne of your soul. So you don't have any problems there.
Amen.
That's why he says when that new nature comes into you, you don't have to be pulled out. You don't want to go back like Lot's wife. Why did Lot's wife perish? Because she was felt a pull. When the voice says, don't look back, I'm bringing you the other side of the firewall into safety. You are still sold in the name. There was still the worldly desire for the things which she was coming out of. And that's why she perished. The prophet says, you don't want to go back like Lot's wife. You're just born out of it.
Amen.
And you're in another dimension. When you're born again, my friend, your soul is in another dimension.
Amen.
Your soul doesn't enjoy this dimension anymore that you're speaking about. When you're looking on YouTube, you're trying to find things that minister to the correct dimension. And you're going to filter out 99% of the things that are
right.
As being, from one side, being just straight from the devil, to the other side, just being totally a waste of time.
Yes.
Yeah? And you're going to filter and say, now, I need to feed this dimension. I need to feed this life that has born this dimension
Amen.
Inside of me. So I need to try to find things that feed my soul.
Amen.
This atmosphere inside of my soul. The prophet says, you're in another dimension, and that looks trashy to you. It looks like a garbage dump to you.
Amen.
And you see them in this Hillsong, and they put all that smoke, yeah? And the strobe lights are going
yeah.
in that.
Disco lights.
You don't feel any pull inside of yourself. You say, that's trash. That's trash. That's the same thing I was born out of when I was in rock music. They just put Christian words on it. That's what they've done. They've taken exactly that same way of doing things, brought it into their church, brought the world 100% in, and put some watered-down Christian words to it. And to show how far gone this world is, the world has fallen from. The world has fallen and uses it as an example. But I'm so glad you have another example.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm so glad you have another example. This is what he says, and then their eyes were opened. The prophet says, there's no need of me trying to explain that you can't do it. If I could say this word, something inside of me has changed into another dimension.
Hallelujah.
When the prophet would stand in those prayer lines and anointing would come, something inside of him would move into another dimension.
Yes, sir.
And friend, that is what you want your testimony to be.
Amen.
Maybe not in the same way like we said with the prophet, but you want to be able to say, something happened to me. Yeah? And there was a change of dimension inside of me. A change of desire. And we'll finish without money, without price. We know this quote, but I'll read it before and after.
Wow.
He says, there's so many entertaining things about it.
Amen.
If you're not born again, you know what happens? You come to church wanting entertainment.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's true.
Amen.
Someone who's not born again doesn't understand worship. They don't know what worship is. So they come to church saying, I hope it's going to be good. I hope there's going to be some entertainment to them. And then I get up there and I say, oh.
Okay. Amen.
Especially when you open Revelations 18, this was scriptures. Come on, I've all my people. Yeah, now we're going down that line again.
Amen.
Is that not so? Say amen.
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 That's
amen.
That's exactly the prophet says there's so many entertaining things about him. So much to entice people.
Yes, sir.
What is it to entice? Is to tempt, to lure, to beguile, to bring you from that side of the fire, to bring something from that side of the firewall and to bring it in as if it's something which is beneficial to you. So much to entice, he says, people, to what we would call pleasures. And it's for all peoples in all ages. There are the enticements for the young people, the modern dancers. Well, let's put the modern terminology. The nightclub.
Yes, sir.
Hey, let's get out to the club. If you still desire the club, you're not born again.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah,
yes, sir.
Amen.
You still have that same atmosphere that's out the other side of the firewall. There's still a pool to the clubs. You need to come to the altar, my friend.
Amen.
And you need to stay there until there's a death and then there's a birth.
Amen.
Amen.
And you die to that desire.
Amen.
Amen.
And Christ is born inside of you.
Amen.
Process, if you're born again, you don't have to be pulled out of these things.
Amen.
Young people in clubs. How can a young youth in a message church speak about clubs?
My. How sad.
Is that not an abomination?
That's right.
Amen.
Those are words that shouldn't come out of the mouth of a believer.
Amen.
That I want to be in the club with my friends.
Amen.
No, that's Sodom.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
If you want the plagues of Sodom upon you, come out of it, otherwise you'll also partake of those
yes,
plagues.
Yes, sir. Amen. Mm.
Oh, let's stay away from those things.
Amen.
It says the modern dancers and the rock and roll parties. And the music that they have that goes with it. Right? And it's all enticing for entertainment. Now he gets onto the quote that we make. I don't care how good a home a child has been brought up in. How it's been taught to do right.
Amen.
If that child hasn't accepted that humility, accepted the experience of the new birth, rock and roll music catches his attention just as quick as he hears it.
Amen.
Because in him is born in him by nature a carnal spirit. And the power of the devil is so great today until it catches the spirit of that little one. And friends, we'll never do you a favor when we pat you on the back and jump you like that.
No.
It's better when you're thinking like that, we need to tell you that's insanity.
Amen.
The spirit of insanity of Laodicea is upon you.
Hallelujah.
And you're thinking of going out there to do
that. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
It's insanity. Oh, I never bless those things. Then he says, we've read up to there before. Now listen to the next quote. Next quote, verse 32. And how much more? So he says, the power of the devil is so great that it catches the spirit of the little one. And how much more will it do to the old them who has rejected the new birth?
Amen.
Oh. Isn't that how old you are?
Yes.
Doesn't matter how long you've been in the message. If you still love worldly music, my friend, there's a problem inside of you. If you still find a pull back to those video games, that certain video games friends are so full of the occult.
Right.
A soul full of evils.
Right.
We're born in a dimension that you don't even want to get yourself near.
Right.
And you'll find all people that play those kinds of things.
So that's what I'm just trying to cross.
Shouldn't be like that. You've rejected the new birth. That's the problem.
Amen.
Because only as your life is changed and you've been converted and born anew into the kingdom of God, your nature will still be of the things of the world. No matter how religious you are, until that has been changed in you, you can worship and you can be religious, But that will still have some kind of a drawing power to you. Because the old man of sin and his desires is not dead in you yet. But once let Christ take the throne in your heart, those things don't bother him.
Amen.
Because it's so much better.
Amen, amen.
So we're not here to try to tell you, stop doing what you're doing, although we are doing that. That's not the ultimate solution. You should stop. But the ultimate solution is come unto the fountains of living water.
Hallelujah!
Because when you drink of the living water, you don't want those filthy, broken cisterns no more. You're not even out there drinking with the pigs down in the filthy water, so polluted by the filth of Laodicea. But when a person can drink down there, that you testifying to all of us, you've never drunk of the living water. You've never come to Jesus when Jesus said, come,
hallelujah,
to give you water. That when you drink of this water, you'll never thirst for
Amen.
This water.
Amen.
You'll never, because the waters I give you, the spirit that comes into you, my spirit, will be like an artesian well. It'll bubble up with inside of you from within. It'll keep you clean, because the waters are ever flowing. So friends, saints, let's really start praying seriously.
Yes, sir.
To say, Lord,
yes, amen.
I don't want to put this on somebody else. I'm not worrying about my neighbor.
It's me.
I'm not worrying about my wife or anybody else. Lord, start with me.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
God, amen.
Examine me, Lord. Let me examine myself to see if I really am in the faith, the message, the way that I said I'm in the message. Or have I allowed the little fox to come in? Have allowed these little things to come in and it's watered it down in us. I was wondering why I don't have the power. I don't have the zeal the way that I used to.
Amen.
Something's come in.
Yes, sir.
And Lord, if you'll be faithful to me.
Amen.
And if you'll show me what you want me to change, I will be faithful to you. And as you give me the power,
amen,
as you give me the grace, I will lay myself upon the altar.
Amen.
As a living sacrifice, and I will say, Master, let the fire come.
Amen.
Let the fire come and burn out the desires of this music. Burn out the desires of these worldly entertainments.
Amen.
And Lord, let me be born into that kingdom.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Into that dimension. That one of these days I'll receive a body from that dimension that will match the dimension that's inside of my soul. Because when that was being created.
Amen.
Let's stand.
Amen.
Because you know the devil, he's like the birds of the air, he comes to take away the sin. When you look at yourself in the mirror of the word and you leave and there's no change. How did it be like that? Let's make sure the blood is on the door. That's watching me, watching me. Every day, mind the course, please.
Watching you, watching you. Every day, mind the course you pursue. Watching you, watching you. There's an awesome eye watching you. Along on the road, just before from the soul, there's an eye watching you. Every step that you take, this great eye is away. There's an eye watching you,
watching you,
watching you, watching you. Watching you. Every day, mind the course you pursue. Watching you. Watching you, there's an all-seeing eye watching you. As you make life's great fight, keep the pathway all right. There's an eye that's watching you. Follow on, not to go in the path of the foe. There's an eye that's watching you, watching you, and watching you. Every day, mind the course you pursue. Watching you,
watching you,
watching you. There's an all-seeing eye watching you.
your mind on the goal, the sweet home of the soul. There's a light that's watching you.
That I allowed to go around me. I never would have allowed some of these things before the Lord. But Father, something else is coming. There's another persuasion. There's another life. There's another influence, Lord, that may have come in. But what could be the end of these things? If I keep sliding like this, if I keep getting down the bars, what is going to be the end of this?
Amen.
If I get married and I have a home and I'm allowing these things now when I'm single, what will it be like when I get married?
Amen.
What about my children? What influence will I put upon my children? No, Lord. I want to come back, Lord.
Amen.
I want you to deal faithfully with me, Lord. I want me to show me your way.
Yeah.
Not my way, but your way.
Yeah.
Not my will, but your will.
Yeah.
And Father, I know that your commandments are not grievous to your sons and daughters. I know that you know best. And Jesus, I'm looking at you this time. Let's sing that song. Show me your way. Let's come to a time of prayer. Let's put ourselves on the
child.
I'm your child.
about your flesh.
Amen.
I speak about your soul.
Amen.
In your very nature, in your desire. And people continually have to pull you.
Amen.
Away from things. My friend, how long will you go like that?
Amen.
Don't you realize the treacherous ground that you're walking on?
Amen.
Don't you realize that no matter how religious that you are, but unless a man is born again,
hallelujah,
he cannot even understand
that
you have entered the kingdom of God.
Amen. Amen.
Then I'll ask you a second question. What is hindering you from being born again?
Amen.
What is holding you back from laying yourself on the altar at the foot of Christ, who shed his blood to die for you?
Amen.
What are you holding on to? What if this world is so precious to you that it's keeping you back from eternal life? Consider that. What would a man give in exchange for his soul? Can a girl be more important than your soul? Can your reputation be more important than your soul? And can fleshly, demonic entertainment in a club be more important than your soul?
Amen.
Can going to the cinema to sit and watch that filth that is coming out of Hollywood?
Amen.
Sitting there with a whole bunch of unbelievers, people that are so full of the world and of darkness.
Amen.
What are you doing sitting there?
Amen.
What are you doing? Can that be more important to you than your soul? My friend, you do not know your days. You do not know how many days more the Lord has given you.
Amen.
And that's why I would say to you today, while it is called today, set this thing right with the Lord.
Amen.
If you don't have the power, we've just been singing about it, saying, Lord, I'm your child, give me the power.
Amen.
Amen.
Ask him for the power to be honest with him. Tell him, Lord,
Amen.
This is filthy, Lord.
Amen.
I'm fellowshipping with darkness, Lord.
Amen.
I'm fellowshipping with all manner of evil, Lord. You know my heart, it's so dirty. If people could see inside of my heart, I'd be so ashamed. My friend, God has been seeing in that heart.
Amen.
Ever since you were born.
Amen.
He knows exactly where you are. I would call upon you if you're in that condition now, with every eye is closed, please put up your hand.
Amen.
To show that you're serious with God about this
Amen.
Issue.
Amen.
To say, I've played around with this too long.
Amen.
I've been numbered as a believer among the believers by name
Amen.
For too long.
Yes, sir.
But now, Lord, I want the real thing.
Amen.
I want the genuine birth. I want that something that I don't need to be pulled out.
Amen.
But Jesus, I want to be born out of that. May God help you.
Amen.
May the Lord bless you. Is anybody here who's looking as well to say, Lord, show me your way. Lord, I don't want doubtful things inside of my life.
Amen.
I don't want to see how close to the edge I can get.
Amen.
Sin. I don't want to see how far away from sin I can stay.
Amen.
So, Lord, help me and help us as a church at this time.
Amen.
And shine your light, Lord, through the message of the hour.
Amen.
Into every one of these aspects of our lives at this time. And Lord, where I need to adjust, where I need to separate.
Amen.
Where there needs to be a house cleaning time, Lord, I'll be more than willing. But Lord, just show me your way.
Amen.
And give me your power.
Amen.
Let's call upon the name of the Lord, friends, before we go from this place. Pray for yourself. Pray for your brother and sister. Pray for the children. Pray for the young ones.
Amen.
Let's say, Lord, thy will be done.
Amen.
Let's all pray before we go. Father,
Lord Father, I truly am blessed to come before you, Lord, and such Lord Father, and bless the world. Father, Lord, how do they magnify you? Lord God, Lord Savior, Father, the dangers of this day. Father, Lord, I thank you, Lord Father, for us, Lord God, to pay heed and be careful of you. Father, there are things that we take from God and that we take like so. Father, Lord God, may we have to be sacrificed for the measure. Lord Jesus, we would desire, Father, Lord, after this word, Father, to be examined, Lord Savior, Father, Lord God, the breathing man's quarter. Lord God, be examined, Lord Savior, Father, the fire, Lord. Father, Lord God, and is it not to take me? Father, Lord God, as the fire fail, Lord Savior, examining, Lord.
Ah.
been so faithful. Yes, I know the Lord will be your recompense. And I believe this. Let's pray for Brother Max as he leaves tomorrow.
Amen.
Aren't you glad for the original seed?
Amen.
The original life. Friends, that's all. Let's sing that song, The Original Life. And then ask Brother James when you come, please, to put his words into it.
The original seed, the original word, is what I believe.
What do you believe?
The Son of Man is a gift. The seven seals is under the original life. The original seed, God's attributes were manifested to his bride. We are sold the revelation by the last prophet's message, and we know who we are and what we are raised up for. Praise the Lord for the original life, the original life, the original seed, the original. What the scriptures say, and our names are seen within, breathing and pronouncing. Yes, we are the anointed and inspired by our God, who's the original life, the original life, the original sin.
Spoken unto us, Lord God, Father, that original word, O God, Father, the word which is able to break every fetter,
Amen.
Lord, the word, Father God, which is ever present, Lord. Father God, which never changes. You said, Father God, Lord, you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. So, Lord God, you've exposed Satan, Lord God, as his, in his cunningness, Lord, as tried, Lord, to wiggle his way, Lord God, Father, even over the wall, Lord, over the high hole. Father, Lord God, into the sacred place, Lord, of the saints, Lord God, Father, to try and bring pollution, Lord, to try and hinder us. Father God, how you spoke to us, Lord, even last week, Father. Lord, on how to materialize our blessings, Father. Lord, our privileges. And we believe, Lord God, that even these very things which were spoken on this day, Father, these are some of the things which would hinder us, Lord, from being able, Lord God, Father, to materialize, Lord God, our privileges, Lord. Father, so Lord, we humble ourselves, Lord, in our hearts, in our soul, Lord God, with a fervent desire. Lord, even if we think we stand, but Lord God, to take heed. Father, to do an inventory, to search ourselves, Lord. Father God, we know in your kingdom, there's no, you don't have grandchildren, Lord. We have sons and daughters, Lord. So we point this word, Lord, not at the young people alone, but Father, to everyone present, Lord, even upon this day. Father, you've spoken to us all. So we're praying for your grace, for your mercies, Lord. Father, that Lord God, your Holy Spirit, Lord. Father, as we stand, Lord God, at home in the quietness of things, Father, we'd yield ourselves, Lord, to this word ministered. Father, to allow for your Spirit to search us, Lord. Father, to see, Lord, where slackness has got in, Lord. And Father, to purge it, O God. Father, so give us grace, give us mercies, Lord. Even as we thank you for this word, Lord, we thank you for our brother, Lord, who put himself aside and allowed for your Spirit to bring to us that which is needful, Lord, even on this day. We pray you'd restore unto him, O God, virtue, Lord. Father, Lord, and continue to use him, Lord, even as we've seen that this is a beginning, Lord God, of things to come. Father, we pray, Lord God, that even us, Lord God, you'd, Father, allow, Lord, for that which you solely desire, for your desires to go closer and closer unto thee. For we can see, Lord God, that you're nearing, Lord. It draws, you're coming, Lord, it draws near. So, Father God, you promised us. You said, Lord God, that when the enemy comes in like a flood, you'll raise a standard, Lord, the standard of your revealed word. So, Lord, let your word have its place in us, Lord. Father, you promised us, even Father, you said, Lord, as the rain and the snow falls from the sky, Lord, it cannot return there where it came from, Father, except it achieve that which it was sent to accomplish. So, Lord, let this word find its resting place in our souls, O God. Father, we need you and we look to you, Father. For our desire, Lord God, is not to compromise, Lord God, or at this late hour. Father, we think of what the prophet said when he seen, Lord God, that vision of the bride walking. And Lord, someone stepped out and he said, stay in line, O God. Father, that's our desire, Lord God, is to stay in line, Father. Lord, Father, to stay behind the word, to stay behind the blood. So grant it, O Lord, is our prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, even when we depart from here, we pray you're with us in bringing us here. Father, may your Spirit be with us, Lord, especially in our homes. Lord, especially to be mindful of the things which we say, the things that we do. Lord, that we grieve not your Spirit, Lord, but Father, Lord, let us be mindful to keep you close, Lord. Father, help us and be with us. Lord, we want to bring before thee, Lord, the requests which we have. Father, Lord God, we're thinking of the sister in Lithuania. Lord, she has a husband who has a problem. Father God, she's your daughter, O Lord. Father, Lord, and it's one of her privileges, Lord. It's a right which she has, O God. Lord, you said, Lord, when we call unto you, you are ever-present help in a time of need. So we're praying and we're trusting, Lord, that you'd minister to the need of our sister. O God, that she'll come back and give testimony, Lord. Father, even Lord God, be merciful this very hour, Lord. Father God, Lord, we know that you're not a God who sleeps or slumbers. But Lord, you are ever-present help in a time of need, O God. Father, we want to lift up before you our precious brother Alex, Lord, up in Belfast. Lord, he's needy at this time. He's hospitalized, Father, after having, Lord, a gallstone operation. Lord, suffering with an infection, Lord, whatever it is, O God. But Lord, you died 2,000 years ago by your stripes, Lord God, we are healed.
Amen.
And Lord, your son, he needs a touch from you, Lord, even upon this day.
Amen.
Father, we just lift him up, Lord. Many a time we've seen him and his wife traveling down here, Father. thirsting, Lord God, for the word, thirsting for your presence, Lord. And how he needs you now. And we know, Lord God, that you'd not forsake him. For you have promised it, oh God. So, Lord, we send a word of healing unto him, Lord. Father, Lord God, we look forward to your testimony. We'll come back here and glorify your name and praise you, oh Lord. Father, Lord God, we think of our brother Max, oh Lord. Father, we'll be traveling, Father God. Lord, how we ask you to go with him and your angel go before. Father, the work which is laid ahead, Lord God, to do the last thing which he can do for his brother. A fellow soldier, Lord, who stood mightily with this word. We're asking you, Lord, that you'd go before and be with our brother. Lord, give him traveling mercies, Father. The challenges, Lord, we know the enemy is close by always. But how thankful we are, Lord, that you are a mighty conqueror. So go with our brother, Lord, and be with him in all that he'll do, all that he'll say. Please undertake for him, Father God. Grant him grace, grant him mercies, Lord. Heavenly Father, anything else, any need of your people that's in your hearts, we're trusting that you'd meet it, oh God. Amen. Father God, Lord, be with us as we dismiss, Lord. We know we're not departing from you, but Lord, you are in us, you are in our hearts, Lord. And Father, we trust you'd be with us in all things. We thank you once again for the blessing we received upon this day.
Amen.
The blessing of your word, Lord God. Father, we want it. We don't want, Lord God, for it to stay far away from us, but we want to embrace it, we want to meditate upon it, Lord. Father, we want, Lord God, that word to be part of us, Lord. Let it be so, Lord, as we give thanks to you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Let's dismiss as we sing that song. Paul said, comfort one another with his words. He's coming soon. He's coming soon. He's coming soon. Aren't you glad for that? If you're not glad for that, you should start praying. Because he's coming soon. God,
hallelujah.
Sweet. Let's sing. In these the closing days of
Yeah. Sorry? Okay, not only that song.